Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back here for the 8 o'clock hour on a football Friday. And like probably when you got up this morning, I know when I got up early this morning and saw Minka Fitzpatrick is one of the big stories in sports, has received permission to seek a trade. For his agent to go out and see, and of course the Miami Dolphins are looking for significant compensation. He's not happy with his role, the way he's being used, or playing time is the report, which, by the way, if you're wondering, he played 49 of 77 snaps. So there's a bunch of different takes on this. I don't know where people are, and you can look at, you got to write an opinion just like everything else going on with this. So we're just talking to Leroy, and Leroy's like, well, he's a young guy, man. He's got no right to, like, just play. Like, you just got here and you're wanting to get traded and you want out. And we were talking about, you know, everybody's there's only a handful of guys and they don't want to be here and be part of what's going on. I understand part of that. I do. I've never been on a team that just absolutely went all in on a tank, which, without saying it, they don't have to say anything. Players can see what's going on. That's the first take. And then the other take is, part that really bothers me is I sit here and listen to Chris Greer talk to me. Oh, man, he dropped to 11th. We couldn't believe it. And, you know, we got a guy that's really good. And we talked to Nick Saban for so long about him. Dominant, a unique player. Coming out of the draft, he can do so many things, and he allows you to do, and you can use him so many different ways. So then we see it in year one. Yeah, we go, hey, you're right, man. He had to fill in. All those corners were hurt or weren't very good, so he played outside. He was good. The slot, he was really good. And so you saw him do a lot of different things, had a couple of interceptions, one for a pick six. And now it's gotten to the point that team asked him, do you want to be here? And he's like, well, you know, he didn't quite say yes. He didn't say no. He just kind of opened. They said, well, listen, you can tell your agent, go find a deal, and if it's good enough, we'll trade you. So I'm just like, geez, man. That's
what it's come to.
I'm not overly excited with either side, to be really, really honest. I'm not excited with Brian Flores and the way he's handling it, because I thought we'd still want to keep some of our young guys instead of – say, every young, talented guy you get rid of, no matter what you get in the draft, you got to replace that position now. And there's no guarantee with our draft history around here that it's going to be a home run, to be really honest. So I don't know. I sure would like to know if everybody's aboard on this, or is this just a GM and head coach just going, you know, we're going to get it. Listen, man, this ain't New England right now, okay? So we can't do it the New England way, all right? We're not New England. We may be New England someday, but we ain't New England right now. We're the exact opposite. So anyway, it brings up, you know, and seeing this, and I don't think it's just going to happen. Somebody's going to have to be really hungry with draft picks, and I don't know if we'll get another situation like we were able to get with the Texans, and which, by the way, we still lost a really good left tackle. As, oh, by the way, we got a problem with tackles. We got one get injured. One we just picked up got injured. And so now we're down to another tackle. Not the injured tackle, not all the cut tackles, not the traded tackle, but another tackle for here in week two, Marcus Webb. Somehow related to Richmond Webb, but not Richmond Webb.
I'll take it. If it's got any bloodline to Richmond Webb, I'm hoping for that at this point.
Yeah. We'll find out, because he's getting thrown out there. and he'll get a ton of different looks from the Patriots. So
you want to hear a couple text messages coming in from
Yeah, what do you got coming in?
All right, 560-22 is the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Minka doesn't want to go through hard times. Every time he's had a bad game, it's the coach's fault. This isn't a guy you want to build around your defense around. There were two safeties to grab last year, him and Derwin James. Derwin was a better player. He wants out, let him go. That's one. Next one, I'm canceling my season tickets today. They have no idea what's going on with this team right now. It's safe to say this front office is no different than the ones we've had since Jimmy Johnson. They'll mess up all these draft picks we have. That's the confidence I have in them. And the other one says the new coaching regime has misused Minka from day one. He needs to get out as soon as possible. First four that came in this morning.
So I'm kind of hoping they get this worked out and he stays. That's kind of where I am. And the coach puts his arm around him a couple of times and says, hey, now, if he's checked out, there's not much you can do. You're stuck. And by the way, I agree. We got the wrong safety.
I think you're right.
Guy out playing with the Chargers.
You know, he's hurt, that's a pretty good player
really
out there,
good.
Too. Yeah.
So, but listen, this goes back. You drafted him. You knew what he could and couldn't do. And it was a year ago they were stroking about all the things he can do, and great. And we got to see a guy who was a really good football player. He was really good last year on a bad defense, but really good. So it is disheartening when a guy wants out and doesn't want to work through it. This is kind of what we're all dealing with now, right? The whole,
but this is what it's come to. That's the
everybody
problem.
Everybody wants to transfer and everybody wants to go to a different high school and this ain't working. Let me go somewhere else.
The portal, the transfers in high school, everything.
System.
Right.
Anyway, so I guess our new culture is I want out. That's our new young culture for guys. But at some point, we got to get some guys that
want in.
Besides our center, who's saying, you know, been great and said all the right things and like, hey, I want to play. The guys want to be here and get this turned around and not quit or run away or anything else. So, that's what we're seeing from 56022 from the text machine today.
Tons of texts this morning from people. Tons.
So, it is. It's frustrating on both ends. Amink has made some comments, and they're definitely comments where the head coach was gonna call you in. I mean, on any team. When you start talking about, yeah, I didn't play real well, but I wasn't put in very good situations with this defensive scheme we're running, you know. Which, by the way, we're watching. I think we're all saying that is like, hey, maybe we ought to change some things up. Lamar Jackson ain't running. He's throwing. He looks like Joe Montana back there.
Yeah, you could finish
that sentence.
I don't
know why the hell I threw Joe Montana.
It doesn't matter. You could insert any really good Hall of Fame quarterback. Because that's what he looked like. Joe, flick of the wrist, 60 yards downfield. This one for 60 yards downfield. Then they're running the ball up the middle for 48 yards. Joe, this team crushed the coaching scheme. They crushed it. They didn't beat him. They didn't just get by. Brian Flores was embarrassed. His coaching, whatever the scheme was and whatever changes he did not make, he got fully embarrassed by the Baltimore Ravens that we were worried about Lamar Jackson running for 150 yards. Instead, he threw for 5 touchdowns and 350.
That stopped. We should have just stopped that worried about him running about 5 minutes in when they realized he could hand off and they could run it and he could drop back and throw.
Flick of the wrist, 60 yards downfield.
So, anyway. Well, it wasn't the fact he was just sick at throw at 60 yards. He's got a strong arm. The fact that guys were wide
10
open,
yards open,
all over, and all kinds of problems. So anyway, that's where we are, man. That was a big story. I got up and I went, I said a lot of bad words. Heard the wife kind of move and like, what are you carrying on about? Gosh, it's 3 in the morning. Oh, man, another guy wants out. I don't know if it'll happen. It's a bad look. Bad look for everybody. Not a great look for Mink either, but a bad look for the team. And again, my biggest problem is it was a year ago. Oh, man, we got our guy. Oh, God, we think he was going to drop. That's why we weren't even like, oh, so what happened to that? That's just a year old. That's not 3 years into a contract. What happened? That wasn't too long ago. So just frustrating. And I always say this every time everybody goes, well, hey, man, we got rid of our left tackle, but man, look at all the picks. I go, yeah, but now we got a hole at left tackle, in case you didn't know. We got a big hole at left tackle. And so the holes just continue to, there's more. We're going to sprain our ankle all over our yard here pretty soon with all the holes that we're dealing with. So we got all that stuff. Wanted to get to that. We'll get everybody's take on that. 56022. Hey, Hollywood, how you feeling, man? By the way, you said you got the funk this morning. You okay?
You hanging in there?
I
got mono, do you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks for asking, Joe.
You don't have mono. That mono, by the way, mononucleosis, how many of you have had that? I remember having it as a kid and had to miss a summer of, I think it was like Little League Baseball. I had to miss a summer and All-Stars and stuff. It was like so bad. It was just sucked. I think I was an eight. Maybe I was just out of 12, 13-year-old kid.
Right.
Just really sucked for everybody that had it. It's weird. Sam Darnold's got it, though, the New York Jets quarterback. He's going to be out there saying at least a month.
Wow. That is crazy.
I'll tell you what, though. All of a sudden, of all the good games this weekend, Saints and Rams, and repeating the NFC Championship game, Vikings and Green Bay, look like it's going to be a hell of a game. The Monday night football game, Browns and the Jets with Odell Beckham Jr. coming out. We're going to have that for you. Tell you more about Greg Williams and what he had to say about the Jets defensive coordinator. And if the league, when we tell you this story, if the league doesn't come out and take a look at this, the league is really fraudulent. It really is. For a guy, not the first time he's been accused of what we're going to tell you about coming up. So we'll have that for you. We got a lot more to get to here on the show. We'll also check in with Don Bailey Jr. He's got what should be a fun game if the weather's not too bad.
Yeah, the weather's going to be rainy all weekend long, but, yeah, this is the game to
got to get healthy.
Right.
It's a good get-healthy game.
Right.
26 will be out for practice today. You got a sore shoulder. We'll be evaluating. I'll know more today, later today. I know that doesn't help you guys now. And then 14 has mono. And we'll be out for this game. So Trevor will be starting. And Luke Falk will get elevated at some point and be the backup. I know his biggest concern is weight loss. He's already lost. That was something that was alarming to him, that he lost some weight already in the last couple days.
Mononucleosis. Are you friggin' kidding me? Sam Darnold, the starting quarterback of the New York Jets, has mononucleosis.
Joe, the virus that causes mono is transmitted through saliva, so you can get it through kissing, but you can also get it, you can be exposed through a cough or a sneeze or by sharing a glass or food utensils with someone who has mono. It isn't as contagious as some infections, such as the common cold. But could all these guys be sharing the same water bottle? What happened?
Man, that's... I don't know, of all the injuries that make you miss games for a month.
I thought frostbite was weird.
I wasn't expecting mononucleosis to be on the list, but sure enough. So Adam Gase, who's got a lot going on, man, he's trying to, like, the Dolphins have tried to kind of take the front, and the Patriots are now going, no, we're going to take over for the Raiders. But the Jets also moving in the picture a little bit. Odell Beckham Jr. yesterday for the Cleveland Browns came out and took some pretty strong shots at the Jets' new defensive coordinator, Greg Williams. Here's what Odell Beckham Jr. had to say after practice.
The only thing I'm buying is, you know, probably just got to watch out for the cheap shots and the dirty hits and all the things that he likes to teach. That's pretty much all we got to watch out for. Other than that, I expect the same too high safety. I don't expect much man-to-man. I don't expect none of that. If I was a coach, I would never teach what he teaches, but that's just him and what he does. So there's no real getting under my skin anymore. It never was the case. It was a lot of extra stuff that went on that people don't know about that I was more frustrated with than anything. So for me, I'm going to play my game. I'm going to produce when the ball comes to me. I'm going to make the plays, whatever plays I could possibly make. So as far as getting under our skin, I don't think anybody's getting under your skin. I had people who were here when he was here telling us, you know, if you get a chance, take a shot at him. If you can, you know, hurt him. I guarantee he's going to leave the game hurt. It's fine. It's football in a sense. You know, we're all men out there, so there's no need for doing any of that kind of stuff. You know, I understand the helmet to helmet and player safety and all those things, but you can still – make better hits, but now we're diving at people's knees and you're seeing people with knee injuries, and I would much rather be hit up top as a man to another man than somebody diving at your legs and your ankles and stuff like that, and it's just going to lead to more leg injuries.
So anyway, if you're wondering about that in a little history lesson, so Greg Williams was the defensive coordinator for the Browns, so a lot of those guys on the Browns defense were with Greg Williams. And so apparently told Odell, like, yeah, man, we were out to get you. Coach said to take you out of the game. So Odell comes out with that. So there's all kinds of different parts, because there was a time when certain parts of the field used to knock the crap and try to intimidate a guy. But the rules have changed through the years where guys are safer. I mean, I wouldn't even bitch after watching Lynn Swan. I don't know if anybody ever remembers the shot of Lynn Swan running a square in and the ball's not even being thrown to him. And the Raiders, one of their safeties comes up and clotheslines the guy and knocks him out of the game. Like, just for being in the area. Like, didn't he have the ball thrown to him? So you're like, I wouldn't even complain, but I do remember the days of, whether it was early or on time, the hits that guys used to just run full speed and try to knock the crap out of you.
Knock your head off.
So knock your body off, knock you, yeah, just it was bad. But listen, man, we got to be past that. It is a lot safer for receivers than it used to be. But Odell comes out and says something like this, like, the league got to take a look at it. They're like, Greg Williams already once, and the whole Saints bounty gate thing and cost him a year where he got suspended and couldn't coach. I think Greg Williams really good defensive coordinator. We got to see a little more of him on the Cleveland Browns on HBO Hard Knocks, where he's got a potty mouth on him, but again, so do I, so I can't say much there. But so it was just kind of a weird deal. Odell Beckham came out and, like, how are they going to cover? He goes, well, first of all, they found out Greg Williams tried to, like, give me cheap shots and have guys hit me low and say it would knock me out of the game, which it did. Got knocked out of a 2017 game because of it. But, boy, that's a bad look for the league, man.
Well, considering the fact one of your superstars brings that up in the league and talks about Greg Williams and says that there's players in the locker room that came up to him and told him about that, that is something that the league just can't, you know, brush off and say, oh, it's just, Odell's a funny guy, man. Odell's great. I hope it's a good game Monday. I mean, you have to look into it a little bit. I mean, and all eyes are going to be on those linebackers, everyone for that defense on Monday. Like,
maybe
everyone.
It was smart. Yeah, right. Maybe it was smart.
Like, I think he saved himself from a hard hit Monday night because everyone's going to be scared to do it now.
But you can hit a guy. I mean, there are certain areas you can hit a guy.
Yes.
I know everybody's been complaining about as you turn, and we've seen guys blow out their knees where they turn and a guy tackles them low as they're turning and their knee gets stuck in the ground and blows it out. And, you know, and we call them cheap shots. There's no reason to do that and stuff. It is legal, but it's kind of an unwritten rule. You don't do that. So, That was one story. Then you got Landry and Gase to start with, and how bad that was when he left Miami. Landry got the big contract with Cleveland. That should be a hell of a Monday night football game, man. Browns at the Jets, and
Joe Gase
and see what
Landry
happens.
Are saying the right things, but there's got to be some bad blood there, right? I mean, Landry can't be very happy with Adam Gase overall. I mean, he's in a different place now, and so is Adam, but there's got to be a little bit of bad blood there.
It's so funny. He and Odell Beckham Jr. got the same line. They sent us to Cleveland where
they thought our careers would
die here.
And now look. Yeah.
And they're like, look, apparently there's a bunch of us, so now we got a good team. So we'll see.
By the way, Dolphins injury report is out from yesterday. It's brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Did not practice Trent Harris, Rashad Jones yesterday. Albert Wilson as well. Limited was Bobby McCain. Full practice, Charles Harris. And on here also says Julian Davenport was limited yesterday, but I think we learned a little bit more after that.
Yeah, that would be put on IR.
He's limited the rest of the season. That injury report, like, again, brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit ulsportsmedicine.com. Dolphins Pats Sunday.
Marcus Webb just picked up a week ago. Looks like he goes, hey, congratulations. You're not only on our 53-man squad, you get to start this week. You're the next tackle up. On one of the many positions that the Dolphins will have to try to take care of quickly with everything going on. It's just crazy, crazy stuff. By the way, Don Bailey Jr. will join us. We'll talk Canes football with him as they get set for a home game tomorrow at Hard Rock. Got a bunch of home games, actually, getting ready to start up now and try to get things turned around. Manny Diaz also making the news over the last couple of days with comments that he made that he's been getting blasted for, to be honest. Manny Diaz about verbal commitments to the UM shouldn't be taking trips to other schools. If you made a verbal commitment to me, then don't take trips to other schools. And it's a bad idea. It was just, it was a real, real bad idea, especially for a coach that's 0-2 on the season and certain positions haven't been very good, where it looks very appealing to go to when wide receivers are can't catch long passes. So they're different things. So anyway, Manny getting blasted pretty good for that. You got to win games, and that will take care of your verbal commitments. Will look a lot stronger if your record looks good and you have impressive wins and it looks like guys are having fun and you're winning and numbers are being put up and all those things that make it a lot of fun. So anyway, we'll talk to Don Bailey Jr. about all that stuff, get DBJ's take on all that stuff, see what he has to say of about Manny and getting ready for this game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's head out to that Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Don Bailey Jr. going to join us right now to talk about the Canes and everything else. Don, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, good morning. Everything's great, man.
Everything's great.
Good to hear.
The carpet, man, it should be. Man, you're doing great. That's awesome.
How's that laminate sales going? That's all that matters, right?
I got to tell you.
Waterproof, a little wood, a little carpet. We got it all going, baby.
I got to tell you, if you don't mind me plugging you here and giving you a cheap plug, my wife, when you
take about 10 minutes.
Okay. When you came out to our house, my wife, who had never met you before, goes, oh, my God, he was so nice. And I told her, so you realize he owns the company. And she goes, oh, my God, he was so nice. And he got just what – I mean, you were a big hit with the Rose family, man. I'm telling you right now. She had done everything. Joe, maybe made love to you right there. Yeah. It was beautiful, man. You were strong.
Joe, can you help me out? That check's still in the mail, isn't it?
Hey, listen, man, that work is really good. All right, we got a lot to talk about. 0-2 start. We got, before we get to X's and O's, we'll get to the other part of the shows. Manny Diaz talking about verbal commitments. If you make a verbal commitment to the U, you shouldn't take trips to other schools. I go, ooh, Manny getting ripped pretty good. Bad idea for me. What'd you think?
We got to see if it works, right? I think that's the main thing. And you got to try and lock down as many Hurricanes as you can. I think what Manny's trying to do, and this will work itself through, is when Miami has been at its best, it had kids that were absolutely committed and wanted to be at the University of Miami. Now, I mean, you can go all the way back to, you know, to Howard's era. And there were kids from Dade County and from Broward County and Palm Beach and the state of Florida and all of that, but also national kids that were just Hurricanes. And I think that's really one thing that he's trying to find are guys that want to be here, period. You know, and I've talked to a bunch of these kids. I guess I was talking to Robert Burns, who was a four-star kid who's been injured. I hope we see Saturday. I was talking to him this week, and he just absolutely loves Miami. And I says, well, how did you know you want to come here? He says, I knew I wanted to be here in 10th grade. He says, I didn't want to even think about anything else. I wanted to be a Hurricane. Now, this guy coming out of high school, I guess, was recruited by most places. And I think that's what Manny's trying to find out, is that core guy, that core group of guys that just can't wait to be a Miami Hurricane. Now, you know, the five-star guys and the guys that are going to be, you know, recruited and loved up by everybody, you're going to have to deal with a little bit more. But I think he's really focusing on a core group of guys that want to be Canes.
DBJ, do you think that that's going to turn some guys off, you know, by what he said? Or, you know, like, what do you think's going to happen? I know that you said we will see, but
they're going to take those trips.
Like a kid,
DBJ,
that,
you know, most of them are going to take those trips.
Listen, I would take the trips, but let's still come to Miami. That's how I feel about it. You know what I mean?
Me too.
But, I mean, I understand what he's doing. I get it. But that's part of the process for these young men today. You know, they're going to go they're going to go to USC, and they're going to go to everywhere that they're going to go look at. You just got to stay on them.
Right.
But I still go back to looking for a core group of guys that you can build a base on. And then I think if you get a guy that wants to be here, you don't have the problems with transfers later on. You don't have the problems with being homesick. You have somebody that's so committed that they're going to overlook everything that somebody else may have just to be a Hurricane. But trips are going to happen. It's a part of college football, and I understand it.
Best way to take care of it is win games, though. You know, everybody wants to be part of a winner. We're seeing it at the high school level now. We see it right in the guys want to be part of winning programs, and the 0-2 start, and you know the negative recruiting too, right? So you get off the way. Is that what you want to be part of, losing to North Carolina, you know, and all that stuff? Anyway, hey, I'll tell you what I want to see tomorrow, if the weather permitting. I want to see some long passes, man. I want to see some wide receivers catch one and take it to the house.
I'm with you, Joe. And listen, Coach Eno's talked about that. Even Jaron brought it up, you know, this last week about how he's been a little long ball deficient. And they've got to come up with that. Even the one that he hit Harley with, Harley had to slow down and adjust and made a heck of a catch. He had to come back for the ball instead of being led the way he's supposed to be led. And he just runs into the end zone. So it needs to happen. I think Jaron did in week one, struggled with the operation, but showed a lot of promise, right? Game two, he really came out, and you could throw the short and the intermediate. They got rid of all the operational issues. They were in and out of the huddle. Now the next stage is, like you said, let's be complete. You handle the short pass. You're good at the intermediate. Now with that nice arm that you have and all that accuracy that you've proven, let's make sure that we can hit the deep ball. And this will be the week to see some of that.
DBJ, a change on the offensive line looked like it worked last week. I know they lost the game, but it definitely looked like it was a little bit better for that team.
Well, let's go with Nelson, right, the left tackle. And he went – it was night and day from his first game to his second game. Now, it also helped that he wasn't going against a second-round pick probably, right? So, but he's gotten a lot better. He's adjusted. And Ja'Kai Clark, who they put at right guard. Joe, next time – you get a chance to watch him about 10 plays in a row. And this young man's a true freshman. He never gets knocked off his feet. He's got great balance. They moved him from center over to guard. He can play both positions extremely well. I think he's going to end up being a starter at right guard or left guard, but for sure right for his whole career. I mean, he's that good of a football player, completely under the radar kind of guy out of Georgia. And I look for him to make a big jump because he didn't play against Florida. So he's gonna get another full game under his belt. So they had two freshmen on the offensive line, and then they're working in this Larry Hodges, who's an H-back guy, and he got about 18 plays in. And he's another freshman on that side of the football that shows a lot of promise.
Hey, I'll tell you what, a guy that we always rave about during spring football is Russo. It sure is good to hear the coach say,
oh,
we got to get this big horse more playing time. We're just waiting for the brain to catch up to that body and talent, and he's starting to figure it out a little bit, man.
And, you know, the way they're bouncing him around is, you know, they've got him at defensive end, and they'll put him with his hand down and stand him up, but on third down, our long yardage downs, they're putting him right over the center. Now, can you imagine having a 6'6" or 6'7" guy with arms that go sideline to sideline and having to deal with that kind of athlete if you're one of those interior offensive linemen? It makes for a long day. And he's leading the team in sacks. And his camp was not great now. I got to tell you, in the beginning of camp, he wasn't as comfortable as he's gotten. So he has really progressed the last couple of weeks. And at the right time, too, because he is a true weapon for that defense.
DBJ, we see a lot of 4 and 5-star kids come to campus, a lot of hype around them, maybe an injury, maybe just they don't work out so great. And we got a lot of that when Mallory and Jordan came to campus. These are the two studs. They're going to be tight ends. They're going to be great for this team. And all of a sudden, these two guys waking up and becoming legitimate threats on offense for Jaron Williams and look really, really good. Living up to the hype doesn't always work, but it seems to be working for these two guys so far.
I can tell you that, I mean, Brevin Jordan, and Joe, jump in on this. Can you be any more impressive? And he's another guy.
No, he's good.
You're going to see the catches, right? You're going to see the yards after catch. Watch him block. He is relentless. He is as good a blocker as there is on the offense. He's as good. Now, he's not as powerful a guy yet because he's still a sophomore, and he's probably not as strong as you want him to be quite yet in the run game. But he does not back down. He is committed to the run game. And I think that's the real story to me. He's leading the country in catches for tight ends.
Yeah. By the way, that's good for business too, right there. That comment really good for future business right there. Hey, I want to ask you about wide receiver. Which wide receiver do we need? We know Osborne's going nicely and been a real nice player. Who else do we need to get going in that receiving core?
To me, it's Jeff Thomas, isn't it? I mean, this is the guy that, you know, last year had a chance to be the number one guy, and it didn't materialize, right? We lose the kid. We use the young man to injury after the LSU game. Armon Richards, and Jeff Thomas has a chance to step in and be the guy. And he averages 3 catches a game. And so I didn't see him. He had some games where he did well, but nothing where he took over as being the number one receiver. We come into this season. He's back after he left, you know, for the last 2 games of last year. Florida game, he muffs the punt. You know, I'm not going to get over that for a while. And
me neither. I think I bring that up too.
Well, I mean, this is a chance to make a catch in the end zone for a score. And he's the one that's been there the longest. He's got as much talent as anybody has ever had. And he's got to be a guy to me that should start taking over football games. He's in his junior year, and I haven't seen it yet. Now, is it going to happen? I certainly hope so. Would it help? It absolutely would. But I would say I'd put it right on his lap because Osborne's come in and he's starting. I mean, he's a transfer guy. He's doing what he's supposed to do. Harley is nobody's going to work as hard as him, and he's come up with some plays. We've got to get him in the end zone a little bit more. But Jeff Thomas is, you know, there's been, I mean, last year he was averaging, you know, 20-something yards a catch. Let me look right here. I can tell you. He's probably averaging only about 10 yards a catch right now, 8 or 10 yards a catch. And that's the guy to me that I'd like to see take over some football games. I'd like to see him take over Virginia Tech, and I'd like to see him take over Virginia and take over Florida State. I'm not really concerned if he takes over Bethune-Cookman on Saturday.
Don, I've been to a lot of these tailgates at Hard Rock Stadium. How are Canes fans going to handle 5 in a row now? Are they going to survive before the 5th game? I've seen what those tailgates do to people. Now we got a whole bunch. You don't have to go anywhere for the next month and change.
You know what? That's a very, very good
point. I never heard that question before. How are they going to survive? He's worried about all those guys out there drinking. A great problem to have.
Look, my Hurricane fans are leathered up, buddy. They'll get through 5 in a row. Trust me. They'll get through it.
It'll be a fun time for the next couple of weeks. As long as we start winning games, it'll be a fun time in that parking lot a couple hours before the game.
You know what, guys? I think Manny Diaz, and I mean this sincerely, this thing's starting to come around. I'm starting to see some guys. The offense has improved greatly from week 1 to week 2. When's the last time we said that?
No, it's been a long time since we've had this offense starting with our quarterback. So I'm with you. We actually got to get the
71%,
defense.
71%, Joe.
Yeah, the defense.
71%.
Yeah, no, it's been great. It has. We got the defense, by the way, looks nothing like the defense the last 2 years.
You know why, right? I mean, Gerald Willis was a force last year.
Yeah,
forget that he didn't get drafted and all this and that. The guy was one of the best in the conference in tackles for loss. You couldn't block him. And then, and I'm getting ready to get this number together now, but you lost 59, 69, 70, probably 80 starts in your secondary between Michael Jackson, Redwine, and Johnson. There's 80 starts. So you got 3 out of the 4 guys who have no playing experience back there. So as we talked about the offensive line after the Florida game, giving up 10 sacks, I was told Joe during the broadcast, it was just a matter of time before somebody goes after the secondary with all their inexperience. So, you know, hopefully these guys have learned going on 2 tough, tough places on the road their first 2 games, and they start putting it together.
All right, always great having you. DBJ, thank you
so much, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, talk to you next week.
All right.
Don Bailey Jr. joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Don's good at, like, making his point without offending anybody. It's
right.
Good.
You're lucky he didn't bring up the kicking game.
Yeah. No, man. found out we got a commitment. I was all excited about our new kicker down here that's on his way.
We gotta wait a couple years.
Gotta wait, but yeah, it's good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.